listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. The PM superannuation plan for first home buyers is being slammed with fears it could reignite a housing price explosion. If re-elected, the coalition will give the green light for buyers to use part of their super to purchase a new or existing property. McKell Institute CEO Michael Buckland says it'll create chaos.
Just a way to get young home buyers transferring their money for retirement to existing homeowners. It is a major intergenerational wealth transfer to people who already have it pretty good.
The Weather Bureau is warning already flood-hit areas in southeast Queensland could experience more rain as soon as this coming weekend. Although the rain is only expected to be moderate, it could impact already swollen rivers. Dozens of homes and businesses were hit by floodwaters last week, while Gympie was temporarily cut off on Saturday. A man in his 70s has spent a third night missing in the Victorian Alps. He was last seen searching for emus in Dinner Plain on Friday night. Police fear he may have come across misadventure, calling the conditions there perilous. And Shane Warne's family has paid tribute to cricket great Andrew Symonds, who passed away in a car accident at the weekend. Daughter Brooke has posted a picture of Symonds accompanying the family to the Alan Border Medal, calling it the best date she ever had. Her mother Simone commented, calling him a gentle soul. It comes after Warne's sudden death in March. Melbourne maintained its place on top of the AFL ladder thanks to last night's 74-point win over West Coast. The Demons stretching its unbeaten start to 9 games. Despite the margin, coach Simon Goodwin says the undermanned Eagles put up a fight. And Carlton cemented its place in the top 4 thanks to the 30-point win over GWS. The Blues spoiling Leon Cameron's farewell as Giants coach. It may have come at a cost, though, with Zach Williams collapsing to the turf amid fears he may have ruptured an Achilles. The Roosters have jumped up to 4 thanks to starring performances from their young guns in the 31-24 win over the Eels yesterday. Sam Walker scored a stunning solo try, while Joseph Suaalii bagged a double. Skipper James Tedesco full of praise for Suaalii on Channel 9.
Joey's been in such good form for us, only at 18 years old, and he's just taking those tough carries and scoring some good tries, so yeah, he's really exciting to play with.
Well, the Cowboys claimed their 5th win in a row over the Tigers, 36-12, and the Raiders upstaged the Sharks. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, morning fog and a possible shower for Brisbane, a max of 28, same for the Gold Coast and 27, while it's sunny skies for Sydney, 24 the top, a possible shower for Melbourne, a max temp is 17, Hobart, patchy showers and 13. Same goes for Adelaide, 17 the max, Perth, partly cloudy and 22. And get your election news and analysis via the Listener app. Head to the Discover tab and click Your Vote 22.
Listener.